This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
An article in PolitiFact reported that voters will be seeing poll results in their news feed. Lots of them. Of course, it's a presidential election year. But this article also warns that not all polls are created equal, and it can be hard to put the results into the proper context. So the story goes on to offer some suggestions about what voters should pay attention to when reading polls. Stuff to pay attention to includes margins of error, the wording of polls, and the cherry-picking of results. And, of course, when it comes to media coverage, Raj, I think you need to take into account perhaps also the organization that is reporting poll results.
Absolutely. See, I come from a country where there is a lot of division in terms of politics, and especially when it's time like presidential polls or opinion polls, the organization and the political leaders will tend to use that for their own favor. Oh, look at this organization. I'm leading by like 5% or 10%. And people almost like most of the time fall for it because these numbers are reflective of what the majority of the people are thinking. But as you mentioned, people also don't look at in terms of margins of error or in terms of the sampling size, in terms of how the questions are worded. So those are some of the concerns that if you're media literate, you got to pay attention to all these kind of small situations and scenarios, which many of us tend to ignore, including myself.
Well, we're living in a day and age where data analytics just rule the roost, right? They rule the day. And this is what a lot of news organizations and agencies are hammering on, and that's because they can produce numbers. But again, it becomes a very slippery slope when you are not discerning or discriminating the data that you're taking in, that you're reporting. You have to be aware of who's putting the polling together. What exactly is the polling asking? Who was polled? Where and when. All these things are important when you consider whether they're objective and fair and balanced and neutral reporting. And I don't think we always get that. We're looking for too oftentimes maybe some kind of shock value or something that we can post and get clickbait on, another term of the day. And so we've got to be aware of these things and how we use them. And I think, unfortunately, we're seeing some in our industry that are not always paying enough attention to that or aware of those things.
Well, I think there's too much of an emphasis on polls in general.
Yes.
In reporting. And this has been an issue for a number of years, is that it's ultimately kind of an easy story to report. It's easier than digging into, for example, candidates' positions on healthcare reform, name any sort of issue, to really do a deep dive and tell an interesting story that your audience is going to pay attention to. Focusing on important issues, I think, instead of just the horse race, so to speak. And I think that's become a real problem in journalism. Even the national news organizations, I'm sure, are having to get by with smaller staffs, and it just makes it that much more difficult to delve into issues that really matter instead of just focusing on this horse race.
No, absolutely. I think when you're a reporter, you have to be responsible for knowing, again, where is this poll coming from? What essentially are they trying to do? And what are they attempting to do to get you to cover this? And where? How did you find out about this? Was this from some kind of an organization or some kind of a think tank?
I think sometimes news organizations even pair up with maybe another news organization or one of these groups you're talking about,
right,
Will. And they conduct these polls, which is fine, but again, couldn't that time and energy have been spent delving into issues?
Oh, sure, absolutely. And I think why you see a lot of Wall Street Journal poll, New York Times poll, what have you, pairing up with Gallup or these numerous polling organizations is because it's really just the attention span that many of us have, that we have news coming straight to our phones, and it's easy to look at in a glance. We have a lot of people who skim the news and are just looking for something, and it's a quick attention getter, and it's not really thinking about maybe the bigger picture. So where polling has a place, yes, but it's low-hanging fruit, it's easy for a reporter to do, and it's so easy to abuse at the same time.
And also, we also have to pay attention to some of the important things that goes behind these numbers. For instance, you know, our country has about 324 or 325 million population, and what's the sample size they're looking at? You know, they're based about like 5,000 respondents, and out of that, this is what is representative of the population, and we are talking about margin error, whether it's 1% or 3% and stuff like that. So again, all these things can be statistically a little bit intimidating, but at the end of the day, I think if you are very keen about all these numbers, we have to look into the details of what's the sample size and what's the how the questions are framed, because we can practically change people's perception the way we word some questions so as to favor someone or so as to put someone down. So these are some of the things that we also need to keep in mind, that sometimes these polling numbers can be useful and sometimes it can also distract us.
Yeah, and it's not just the sample size, but who was sampled. I don't know if in the past we were so politically divided and maybe didn't realize it, but certainly there is a clear division, political division in this country right now. And depending on who you poll, it can really skew the results too.
Yep.
I just know as also a consumer of news, when I'm reading about something or a poll, I'm very discerning or discriminative of who the poll is coming from, maybe who the news organization is putting out this information and what this could possibly mean. Is there some kind of catch here? I'm always very discriminatory about what kind of polling I will take as gospel truth.
All right. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week here at tspr.org for more of Shop Talk.